Gents, I'm sorry I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. This week we're coming to you from the Westminster Theatre in the heart of London. It's a lovely theatre, full of history, and everywhere you look there are fascinating old reminders of a vanished comic era. Let me introduce you to four of them. On my right, Willie Ruston and Jim Brooke Taylor. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And please welcome the lady who massages our figures, our lovely scorer, Samantha. Woo! Yeah! Woo! Right, let's get things going now with a round of good news, bad news. It's a popular game with very easy rules. And if you're not sure how to play, tough. Graham, will you start off with some good news, please?
Good news. Salman Rushdie is out and about again signing books.
Bad news, he's still writing them.
Good news, he's written a new book for children.
Bad news, so's Fergie.
Good news, it's not that new.
Bad news, it's called The Helicopter, The Witch and the Wardrobe.
Good news, features a wonderful witch.
Bad news, but have you seen the wardrobe?
Good news. John Major is writing a book.
Bad news, it's called The Lion, the Witch, and the Cabinet.
Good news, no it isn't. Called Treasury Island with Long John Major.
Bad news, Jeffrey Archer's just written a children's book. Willie Whitelaw and the Chocolate Factory.
Good news. No, it isn't. It's called First Among Squirrels. Oh, I like that.
Brilliant.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes, I'll do it again. Let's play another round of that.
Oh.
Tim, can we have some good news now?
Oh, I doubt it. Good news, the poll tax is going to be changed.
Bad news, the community charge.
Good news, the opposition is going to be consulted.
Bad news, she won't like it.
Good news, Michael Heseltine is going to pay everyone's poll tax for them.
Oh, yes, he is.
Well, that is good news. Bad news, he's going to raise the money by selling Dulwich.
Good news, Lock, Stock and Dennis.
The bad news, it's been bought by Rupert Murdoch.
Good news, he's merging it with Botswana.
He's merging it with Botswana. He's going to call it Dulwich on the Bot.
Good news, she won't like it.
Bad news, Humph has fallen asleep.
Good news, I can reach the buzzer.
Excellent.
Did you say you pressed my buzzer? Marks to everybody except Timber Taylor, then.
Oh.
Right. That was jolly good.
It's Christmas, too. It's nearly Christmas.
This is the moment when I give the teams advance warning of tonight's ball. Teams, will you please have a think about late arrivals at the Cowboys and Indians ball. The Cowboys and Indians ball.
That's Red Indians, is it?
I don't know. It's just Indians. It's time now for a musical round. The teams are going to improvise a blues, a madrigal, or calypso number around a theme suggested by the opposite team. I shall award points to the winners, and points mean prizes. And let's have a look at this week's prize. Let's have a look at this week's prize. It's this smart electric hat.
Listen, I can't speak if you don't.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yes.
The man's trying.
Yes.
Very.
If he doesn't look out, I'll throw this week's prize at him. It's the smart electric hat stand. Right. Colin Sell. Colin Sell is poised at the piano. Not the word I would have used. So, Graham and Barry, will you suggest a theme and style for Tim and Willie?
A calypso, I think.
Calypso, yes.
Go on, then.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger calypso. Mick Jagger. I like it.
Mick. Jagger.
Very good so far, Tim.
Has married Jerry Hall.
Which came as a surprise to one and all.
Why does she want to jump on his ancient bones?
That'd be a better name for the Rolling Stones.
Now, Tim and Willie, it's your turn to suggest a theme and a style for Barry and Gray.
Thanks, Hans.
Not at all. Keep your hands off my buzzer.
But you promised,
Hans.
Madrigal?
Yes. About the channel.
Channel. Channel Madrigal.
Channel.
The channel tunnel's open now. You can walk from here to France. So let us all rejoice and say it is a great advance. Oh. We've waited for this glorious day. It's been a long time coming. I agree. But now we've realized the French only did it to improve their plumbing.
Points to Barry and Graham. Tim and Willie have yet to get off the mark.
Marvellous, Chairman.
Now for a round.
Keep your hand off the pram.
Now for a round entitled Wuthering Hillocks. As the economy heads once more into recession, these are difficult times for the entertainment industry, so teams, will you suggest some cost-cutting remakes of famous films, books, plays, and programs? Tim, you're going to start now. Keep you out of mischief.
An opera. That wasn't part of your list, was it? Not opera. Mozart's Così fan Wanti. In a double bill with the haircut of Figaro. Cheaper. Hello, Hump. Can I press your buzzer again?
You've just got one mark. You'll lose it if you get anywhere near it.
Hello, Hump. Oh, Andrew Lloyd Webber. Tim struck a musical note. Andrew Lloyd Webber's joining in the cutbacks with Starlight Second Post. Kitten. Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Y-fronts. Phantom of the Jingle. Oh, burnt out case.
You're doing very well.
They're redoing Buddy as Casual Acquaintance. And Miss Saigon is going to be a Void Dagenham.
Bruce Willis in Stub Your Toe Hard.
Le Miserable.
Twin Peak. Sorry. Oh, right. Pre-pubescent mutant ninja turtle.
Robo traffic warden.
See Pauline Collins in Shirley Postcard.
Milli Vanilli, the live album. Around Miss World in 80 days.
This was a difficult one to work out, given the inflation since it was written, but the moon and sixpence now is the moon in £148.83.
Memphis Clapper.
Ski Tuesday.
We know how to provide an anti-climax.
Any more?
Indiana right. Jones and the Last Chocolate Biscuit.
Indiana Jones and the Second to Last Chocolate Biscuit.
Ninja Terrapins.
Well, at the end of that round, surprise, surprise, according to Samantha, Willie Ruston has forged ahead.
Oh,
it looks just like the real thing.
Here's a good game. It's called Hard Sell. Somebody pour cold water over Collins.
It won't get him off the piano.
James, I'm going to give you a subject and 30 seconds in which to sell its merits to a skeptical audience. And just to make things more tricky, I want you to adapt the mood of your spiel to whatever musical backing you're given. We're going to start with you, Tim.
Oh, why do I have to experiment each
time? Right, Carol.
Will you please discuss the merits of going to church? Here's your music.
Single, bored, fancy a night out, then why not come on down to church? There's lots to do and see it. Evensong, sing along to all the old favorites. Guess the length of the sermon. Heard the one about the three brothers? Not the way our vicar tells them, you haven't. Marvel at all the polished acts of the apostles. Catch up on local gossip with our up-to-the-minute births, marriages and deaths. Yes, it's a perfect evening for him and prayer. Or why not try our special choral communion? All the above with wine included. Yes, wine, women and song. Be in the church, not in the lurch.
Evening all.
Thank you, Vickers. Barry, your subject is John Major. Here's your music.
It's new, improved, revolutionary breakthrough. It's not black, it's not white like the old ones. It's gray. It's soft and soothing and... with built-in backseat driver. With the new unique ingredients, Charisma. How strange the change to Major. John Major. Nobody's better.
Willie, now, will you talk about Michael Heseltine? Here's your music.
He's Welsh. He's blonde. He's sexy. Most of his teeth are his own. He is immensely rich. He promised to be a millionaire by 21, prime minister by 1990. In a flak jacket, flashing his teeth, he was minister of defense until he made a complete arse of himself over the Westland helicopter affair. Since when? He has wined and dined in the wilderness. Wining the grass roots, smoking the grass roots. Until finally he boldly took on, as no man before had previously done, Mrs. Thatcher. And lost both legs in the accident. Now he's an environment, and his head will be next. What a man. A legend. Michael Heseltine. His wealth.
Graham, your subject is Kenneth Branagh. Here's your music.
That's impossible.
Branagh, the barbarian. You saw his Henry IV. You read his autobiography written at the age of 13. Best actor, best film director, best before 1991. The new Olivier with his own Shakespearean theater company, complete with added Emma Thompson. The privatization share offer ends on Monday. Hurry, buy your shares in Branagh now.
Right, now for a round of paranoia. Is it a lovely game? Our listener loves this one. One team is suffering from an insane delusion, the nature of which only we and the opposing team understand. What do I mean by we? The insane couple should ask questions to identify their symptom. An audience, please indicate when you feel the deluded team are getting close by moving away to a safe distance. Tim and Willie, you're first. Your paranoia is going up in the Westminster giant infrared screen. And here for you listening at home is the mystery voice.
They think they're teenage mutant ninja turtles. They think they're teenage mutant ninja turtles.
Right, Tim and Willie, you're first. Your paranoia is... Oh, no, I've done that bit.
Hump is in the van, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Clamped.
Okay, Tim and Willie, will you start off questioning the other team?
Do we both have this delusion?
You do?
Oh, yes.
All four of you.
We're a group.
We see double. We're a group.
A group. Yes.
A group of four.
Indeed. They're onto it like a flash.
Do they sing?
I hope not. No.
No, not really. Not known for it.
The Rolling Stones.
That would have been a good guess. Yes. Yes.
Would have been.
In a strange sort of way, that's wrong.
We're not actually four people, are we?
No. No.
Are we people at all?
Well, you're what I call hard cases.
Nothing to do with concrete.
No.
Hard cases. Yes. We're luggage. No.
Unsolved murders.
Should be.
Are we a fiction?
Hard to draw the line sometimes, but yes.
Awful thought that you might be fact is just too much to bear.
And we're four things.
Hmm. We're an Australian soap opera.
Time will tell.
Not Australian, but you do come from down under.
Ah!
A part of the human body, are we?
Are we animals?
Urgar's four legs.
Animals in some way. We're not turtles or anything.
Ah! Yes. Tim's got it in a nutshell.
We're teenage mutants.
Ninja, I refuse to say
the
that.
Film, yes. Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Not heroes.
Ninja Teenage.
Colossal round of applause.
Naturally.
Unfortunately, they only had 30 seconds in which to answer, and they took a minute and a half, so they don't...
Oh, a bunga!
Right, Graham and Barry, your paranoia is coming up now on the infrared screen. And here for you at home, the mystery boy.
They think they're on Call Nick Ross. They think they're on Call Nick Ross.
Okay. Right. Graham and Barry, start interrogating.
Are we two?
Sorry, what?
Are we two, T-W-O?
You may have your wireless on.
What?
We may have our wireless on. The introduction was greeted with gales of laughter. Does that mean we're politicians?
What is your point? Come on. What is
get
your...
on with it. Get on with it.
We think we're Robin Day.
How very, very interesting.
Basically, I get in touch with somebody else about that, preferably a psychiatrist.
Is interviewing something to do with it?
Yeah.
No, it isn't. The audience clapped and you said no.
We're trying to discuss the M25.
Are we talking to a phone-in program?
Ah.
Oh, excellent.
I think your wireless is on. I can't hear you.
Is it Brian Hayes? No,
I'd like
not
to bring
Brian,
Willie
no.
in here, if that's all you've got to say. Willie.
Thank you, Nick.
Oh, well, at sea now, we can't...
Are we phoning Nick Ross?
Yes.
Ah!
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, what I'd like to say about the M25 is that...
to finish that round, we're going on to another one. We're going to have a final musical round now entitled Fourth Bridge. I'm going to set the team some songs from which they must omit every fourth word. Well, it's not as easy as it sounds, because they'll be receiving musical accompaniment from Colin Sell. Right, who should we start with?
Them.
Decisive isn't the word.
Let's start with you, Tim and Willie.
What would you like us to sing, huh?
Well, if they put it on my card, I would be able to tell you.
I wonder if the mystery voice knows. Colin's got a suggestion for you.
Colin speaks.
How about I Got
Rhythm? Did anybody ask you? Right. Tim and Willie, will you sing I Got Rhythm? Remember, you've got to leave out every fourth word.
Okay.
I got rhythm. Got music. My man who asked for anything. I got daisies, green pastures. My man who asked for anything. Old man trouble, don't mind him, won't find him. My dog, I starlight, I got dreams, I got man who can.
That was the rhythm method. You know it makes sense.
A couple of minor errors I detected in there, so that rules you out, anyway, for this round.
That was the piano, though.
Now, Colin Sell, have you any ideas as to what I should ask?
Leaning on a lamppost. Oh. Oh. Oh, you'll be in trouble now, Colin.
Oh. One in a row.
Just for that, I'll turn that suggestion down. So we go on to... Oh, well, no, I suppose. Better let them have a turn. Yes, all right. Leaning on a lamppost. Graham and Barry.
on lamppost at corner of the, in case a little lady comes. Oh me, oh, I hope that lady comes by. Don't know if get away she always get away. Anyway, I know she'll try. Oh, oh my, hope little lady comes. There's no other I would wait. It's what break any day. I won't have asked what she's for. She's ever me flashy. A girl like she's absolutely wonderful, marvelous and beautiful. Anyone can understand. I'm leaning on lamppost at corner of the, in case a little lady comes.
You know you can hyperventilate during that. Right, well, that's very good. And it brings us very near the end of the program this week. So, team, while Samantha and I go off to tend my allotment, will you please announce the late arrivals at the Cowboys and Indians Ball?
Well, what a gathering.
Here comes Samantha. She's keeping score. Well, somebody had to sacrifice.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Moffat de Gulch and their daughter, Heather Moffat de Gulch.
Rather novel cabaret tonight. We're showing a classic old silent film in which a great silent film comedian plays the part of Sitting Bull at the Battle of the Little Bighorn. Imagine that. Custer Beaton by Buster Keaton.
Also on the bill, is Frankie Hard and Andrew Ridgely, that's Wigwam, joined by T.P. McKenna, who's helping them. John Wells will do a little comedy turn, that's the Wells Farrago. Kenny Lynch has come with friends, that's the Kenny Lynch mob.
Mr. and Mrs. Uprising and their daughter Sue. Better known, perhaps, to you as Custer's Last Stand.
She's not Apache on Ronnie Corbett, so better known as Minnie Ha-Ha.
Oh, there's the Scottish Red Indian, Hawkeye the New. And here come Mother Teresa, Norman Tebbit, and Jeremy Beagle. We're not getting the parties in this time, are we?
Mr. and Mrs. My Heart at Wounded Knee and their son Barry.
We're not getting the parties in, I reiterate.
Because
there's a sign up, Stanak side saying no coaches. No. They're misbehaving themselves outside, jumping in and out of coaches. I suppose it's just a stage they're going through.
Well, always end on a good boo, I say. That brings us to the end of the program. Join us again next time. Until then, goodbye.
Now, it's time of Graham Garden, Willie Ruston, and Simple Taylor will be given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Paul himself setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Johan Magnusson.